Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. In the studio today with me is Nikki Workman, who is with the Marion County Board of DD. Nikki,
hi.
It's good to have you here. What exactly is your title?
I'm not sure of that. Thank you for having me. I am the Director of Communications.
Director of Communications. This is a good place for you then, isn't it?
It sure is. I've been on the radio many a time.
Our main purpose of being here today is kind of make the public aware of what the Board of DD does, make them aware of some different agencies that the board works with. And Nikki, I'm not sure where to start. Where would you like to start today?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to go chronological order? We could start with like early intervention.
Okay.
So those are our kiddos that are birth to 3 years old. And in that particular age range, we actually partner with Help Me Grow, and the children are looped in through the Help Me Grow program. So they are actually the people who do the assessments and find out if the children need, if they have developmental delays of sorts, and then they need services from us. Mm-hmm. So in those instances, we work very closely with them. There's actually a caseworker from Help Me Grow, as well as a caseworker from the County Board of DD, who visit the families in their homes to help rehabilitate and catch the kids up. So we've had babies who are as young as 1 month old that we've been helping. I think right now we have a 2 month old. And we do everything from occupational to speech therapies, even though a lot of times the speech actually deals with like swallowing issues and, mm-hmm. and food issues at those very early stages. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, and all of this happens in the home. So we're using the environment that they're living in to try to catch them up on some of their delays. So really great, worthwhile program. I love the statistics on this one. It's actually 100% locally funded.
Wonderful.
And we serve 1 in 20 children in Marion County, and half of them after the age of 3 do not need our services anymore.
That's good.
Either the school absorbs those therapies and whatnot, and they do the work catching them up, or they're completely caught up, and then they don't need any kinds of services from either the school or us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on occasion, those ones that the school is helping throughout their school age years, they may come back to us between 18 and 22 to get a job or to go to that next life step. But about half of them never need our services again. So pretty cool.
And some of that therapy is done right there at your building, isn't it still?
No, it's not anymore? That was something that in 2006 we made about $9 million in cuts, and therapies were one of them.
Okay.
And now I feel we did that because we knew there were therapists in Marion County that we could refer to.
Okay.
But I feel we're in a therapy crisis because of that. Many times they don't take like BCMH at that early intervention stage, or they don't take the type of insurance that our clientele has.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're stuck driving back and forth to a Columbus, and this may be 2 times a week. And if you work and you're trying to fit in your therapies for your child, and you know no one's helping you financially pay for any of this, it's just, it compounds and causes problems. And it's a very critical age because we know children are sponges at that age. They can
sure.
really catch up quickly if they are getting the proper support, and they really aren't locally because of those cuts that we made in 2006. But we do our best and try to refer them to the right place and move them up the wait list as much as we can here locally, and that's kind of how that process works right now. But therapies are an issue, I feel like, in our community for sure.
Okay.
Much need.
Now, we were going to go chronologically here, and where would you go from
old,
here?
Yeah. So at 3 years old, you age out of Help Me Grow, and like I said, many of the children don't need us anymore. But at 3 years old, the schools actually become the front runner in the funding and all of that.
Okay.
So that always brings up the well, you got rid of your school question. People always say you got rid of your school. So I like to clarify and let people know we indeed did not get rid of our schools. Actually, parents got rid of our school. Parents started pulling their kids out of Marka schools and putting them in their school district where they live because they wanted their children to have the same opportunities as their neighbors' children. So they felt like inclusive environments were better for their children. So one by one, they started pulling the kids out of Marka schools and putting them in their schools in the county and city. We had one student left by the time we finally closed the door on the schools. So really, parents closed our schools. They wanted an inclusive environment. And it really does. I see so often the reward of that. The people we serve see people right beside them that are doing and they want to do too, they see someone and it pushes them to work a little harder. And then it also just helps with diversity and inclusion and compassion and kindness and all of those things. So I think it benefits not only the people that we're serving that are in those schools, but also the students that are getting to celebrate differences in their classrooms. So that is how the school program came to an end. So people don't know that, but the funding actually left us too. So it's not like we're sitting on this giant pot of money that we used to have with the schools. When students left, there was financial resources that went with them to the schools so that the schools could provide the needs that came along with having someone with a developmental disability in their programs. So that funding went where it was supposed to go with the child. So so that's the story on schools. But we do have about 200 kiddos in Marion County that we are mutually serving along with
that
our
many
schools.
I did not know that.
Yep, about 200. So it's not the schools cannot always absorb all of the cost. If there are multiple handicaps and other resources that are needed, you know, there's a lot of talk and buzz about childhood trauma. Many, many of our people have a dual diagnosis. They're also suffering from mental illness or what they're calling childhood trauma. And so there's wraparound services from the whole community. So we are there to support those kids that just the school resources are not enough for them. So there's about 200 of those where we provide, I mean, it may be something very simple and small like a week of camp. You know, we may provide respite. We may just provide the same software program that the schools are using so that parents can communicate with their children on their iPad the way that the schools are communicating, you know. Mm-hmm. So just those kinds of resources. So we run the gamut, you know, of level of support, and it's all based on each individual and the need that they have.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the providers that work with the county board. Marka is a big one, obviously, but there are others as well.
There are, yep. So we have about 50 different providers here in Marion County that are currently serving a Marion County resident. So that could be anything from there are day programs, Marka, Life Builders, Wings, those are all day mm-hmm. programs. We even have people who are going out of county to the Alpha Group in Delaware.
Okay.
Or we have someone in Whetstone in Morrow County. So they get to choose where they want to go. Transportation is something else that a provider will help with. You know, that's something we line up and then pay for, but we have providers that actually do the direct care. Mm-hmm. We have residential housing. So RAM is one of our residential housing providers where we have some group homes in the area where the people we serve, we kind of try to figure out their strengths and likes and match them up, and mm-hmm. they live together. And
providers like RAM mm-hmm. take care of that sort of
correct.
Thing.
Correct. RAM is one of our group home providers. The county board actually also owns 19 homes here in Marion, and those are managed through Northland Homes. Okay. So that is something that we did to be cost effective. It helps with the cost of rent. We can control that a little bit more and make sure that it matches the amount of income that the people that we're providing services receive, so that they can live independently if that fits their need and their budget and mm-hmm. all that good stuff. So that is something else that a lot of people don't know, but we do have some homes that are managed by a provider, which would be Northland Homes. So what else? Let's see. I've got a little cheat sheet here that maybe I can...
Well, we can go into that too, but one thing you might want to explain to folks is 2 years ago, MARCA had to be separated from the county board. Maybe you'd want to... I just think that not everybody in the public understands what that's all about, and that MARCA is now separate from the county board. They're two different entities.
So MARCA always was two different entities. Mm-hmm. They always had their own governing board that was separate from the county board of DD, but they were the bulk of our business. So they were under our umbrella. They kind of were an arm. So it's similar to the Special Olympics now. The Special Olympics, they don't have their own board, but they're actually a 501c3. Even though we're a government entity, we are not a nonprofit.
Right.
The Special Olympics program is a nonprofit. So they can fundraise, they can apply for grants, things that you can't do as a county board of DD. So MARCA, even though they had their own board, we would absorb the cost for the employees and the people that we were serving there. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we weren't really proactive about finding other day programs for people that we serve to go to. MARCA was it. It was mm-hmm. the only game in town. So federal government basically said, that seems like a little bit of a catch-22. Like, you really, if you're supposed to be providing fair choice and allowing the people you serve the opportunity to pick, mm-hmm. but it hurts you if they pick someone besides you, that seems like a little bit of a conflict of interest.
Sure.
So the federal government said, you can't do that anymore. Across the state of Ohio, everybody has to be split from their day programs by 2024.
Right.
So because we were in financial trouble anyway, because we have had so much time pass since we passed a new levy, we decided that was something that we could probably go ahead and privatize. So MARCA was then privatized. They became their own organization and business, mm-hmm. completely independent from the County Board of DD. Now, we lost the employees and all their packages that went along with them, but we had to start paying for the people that were attending MARCA with developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got rid of a lot of costs that we were paying in employees, but then we gained a lot of cost
because
we were no longer absorbing the cost mm-hmm. of those that were attending. Those waivers we got to absorb, you know. So all of a sudden, that 60-40 match, we've got 40% of our budget for each of those people that are attending MARCA that we're now having to pay out. In the end, I think we thought it was going to be devastatingly detrimental to our budget. It hurt a little, but it was not. It was almost a wash because we did get rid of employees.
Mm-hmm.
We did absorb some cost, but it almost came to be a wash. It has cost us a little bit more, but it wasn't nearly as devastating, I think, as we were fearful of. So now, in the end, MARCA used to be the only place that provided day programming here mm-hmm. in Marion County. We now have Marion County residents with developmental disabilities going to 6 different day programs.
Oh, 6?
Yep.
I see.
So some of them aren't in Marion County, but they choose to go outside of county, and we allow that. So, so it really did do what it was supposed to do. That mm-hmm. privatization really made us as case managers say, look at all your options. Go visit. Go interview.
Mm-hmm.
Pick all of them if you want to. We have people who go to 3 different day programs because they like little pieces and parts of every single organization. So they go on certain days. Like, you know, Life Builders goes bowling on Thursdays. So some of them will that go to MARCA normally will go to Life Builders just on that Thursday. So mm-hmm. they're they can pick and choose, and we're much more apt to helping them do that, I think. So it really did do what it was supposed to do. And I don't know if the general public really followed all that. I don't know if that gets too messy or deep. But that was really the goal behind privatization, and it really has worked. It really has opened the doors to...
It's given more variety to the folks.
For sure.
Right. If one doesn't provide, like you said, if one doesn't provide everything they want to do, then maybe they can split their time between them.
Here Monday, there Tuesday, here Wednesday, sure. You know, wherever. It's funny, our case managers probably go nuts writing their plans because they have to make sure that all of that is being carried out, you know, and everything is happening to the wishes of the person with the developmental disability. So that's kind of a babysitting job. That's the largest part of what the county board does, is really manage those plans and those goals. And they work with their teams to make sure, hey, you know, this person chose this place because they said they want you taking them here. Is that happening? If it's not happening, then we step in and say, why is it not happening? And let's amend the plan, or let's make sure that it does. So it is a little sticky and hard sometimes with providers, because I think that sometimes we have to be a little bit of a hammer, you know, but we also want to be very supportive. I mean, we are very fortunate to have as many choices as we do in Marion County with the limited budget that we have. Mm-hmm. And it's been wonderful for the people we serve. So, but we do also want to guarantee health and safety, and that those plans are being followed and everything is happening the way that the person would like it to happen. So that's a large part of our job.
Well, that's a big part of what all of these providers want, are to help people to make their own choices, to, you know, not have somebody say, well, you're going to go here and do this today, and you're going to go there and do that tomorrow. Instead, it's, what would you like to do?
Absolutely.
Where's your interest?
Yeah, no different than you or I.
Exactly.
And it doesn't come naturally when you have a developmental disability. When you're in a wheelchair and you're at the mercy sometimes of others who are helping you get integrated into the community, that really doesn't happen naturally often. It should, but it does not. And that is why our providers are there. And they do such a fantastic job. Like, I see people we serve, I laugh sometimes because people say, well, you need to put the people that you serve in the community. And they are. And
yes.
The great news is you have no idea, because our providers have done such a wonderful job of just incorporating people that we serve. They look like regular community members. And guess what? They are regular community members. So it just cracks me up. I don't know if they want like some blinking sign over their forehead that says, I'm served by the County Board of DD. But we can't do that. We don't want to do that. That is not our goal by any means. Like, it's actually a compliment when someone tells me, well, I don't see anyone that you serve.
That's true. That would be a compliment.
It is. Yeah, that's what we want. But it hurts us at the same time, because people don't understand that we're helping people. You know, they don't see the work. It's very incognito, I guess you could say. So, and that's the way it should be.
Now, some of these providers are also working on getting these folks into positions, you know, working positions out in the community.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, I don't know if others are doing that or not.
Yes. So I love the community employment stories. So in October, it was Disability Employment Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So for 31 days in the month of October, we featured a different person in our community with a developmental disability that is working somewhere in Marion County. So rewarding. Those stories are so rewarding. So we work very closely with the Ohio Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities. OOD is their, you know, acronyms, I guess, and they kind of start the process. So if someone comes to a case manager, we call them service support administrators, SSAs, but the community probably understands case manager a little bit more.
Okay.
So if they come and say, my end goal is that I want to work, we hook them up with OOD, Ohioans Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities.
Okay.
We hook them up with them. They do kind of some assessments. They'll do on-the-job training at various locations here in Marion County. We have 5 or 6 different places where people can go and work for a couple of weeks. And they have good good tasks that they give them, things that will be very similar to what they would be doing if they mm-hmm. worked full time there, so they can get a feel for what they like. Because just like you and me, we don't want them to be unsuccessful. And if they don't like what they're doing, they could be unsuccessful. So you want to find their strengths and something that interests them. So OOD does a fantastic job of that. And then they choose a provider. So yes, Marka is doing community employment right now. They've gone gangbusters with it. So that was another service that the county board had to cut in 2018. Mm-hmm. We cut our community employment, but our providers have done a nice job of stepping up and starting to offer that. So there isn't a void in our community. Our providers have stepped up and done that for us, which is great. Life Builders, I think, also provides some community employment. There is one out of Bucyrus, I think it's called Chrysalis.
Okay.
They also mm-hmm. do. So we've got several providers in the area that OOD works with, and once again, the person we serve gets to kind of try them all out and decide which one they want to use. And then they do some assessments, and then they get placed in jobs. And we find so many times the Royal Group has hired a couple of
yes,
people.
Yes, I know some of those folks,
yeah.
Yes.
And they've actually gone out on the road with me. We've spoke to the chamber, and we've done a few different presentations at different places. And I love to hear them speak about the people that are working there that we serve, because they say it has had some effects that they didn't even think weren't aware that would happen, mm-hmm. but compassion and kindness are among them. It made their entire staff of employees more sensitive to the challenges that people may have on a regular basis, with or without a disability. It just made them more compassionate human beings,
sure.
to be around someone with a developmental disability. So very rewarding to hear that and know that these placements are not only changing the lives of the people that we serve, but it's changing the lives of the employees that are around them. They are getting a sense of unity and community and kindness and compassion and love, so all beautiful things that Marion County can benefit from.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, they're just human beings that want to be treated like human beings.
Right.
Just that simple.
Yeah, it really is. It makes me laugh because people do say all the time, well, we don't know what you do. Well, we do a ton, but at the end of the day, we help people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're people that are your neighbors and your friends, and you do know someone that we're serving. There's no doubt in my mind. So just have some compassion. And some, be thankful that it's not your situation, but be compassionate to the situation, I mean, no one wants to pay taxes. It's not fun. No one enjoys that. We have not had new money in 24 years. So you have not paid for anything new for the county board to operate in 24 years. So I can't imagine living on my salary from 24 years
ago.
Oh,
my goodness, no.
No one can do that.
No. Well, you were still in high school, so.
It's true. So, yeah, I was a lifeguard. I was making $9 an hour maybe. So, but yeah. So it's we don't enjoy asking. We don't really we cannot help how we are funded. It is state mandated by rule, by law, that we are funded by property taxes. So on a $100,000 home, we are asking our neighbors and friends in the community to invest $59.50, I think, 60 cents. It's less than $60 a year on a $100,000 home.
Right.
So if your home's worth less, it's going to be less than
sure.
60. If it's more, it'll be a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you kind of scale that. But it is, you and I both know, Mike, that it is such a wonderful investment to make. Just if you would just take the time to get to know one person with a disability, your life would be changed.
Oh, certainly.
I mean, the hearts of these people are gold. And they just want to help and be included and be loved, just like you and I, just
yes,
like
most
we
certainly.
Keep saying. So, and I mean, they don't know a stranger in many instances. They're there to make you smile and I like, even we had a dinner and an auction mm-hmm. Fundraiser last Thursday.
Sure.
And the people that we serve helped with the event. And Cora was there, and she is just lights a room up. And all she cares about is whoever she's talking to. She wants to make sure they are feeling supported and that she's there for them. Yes. And that she's helping the way that they are asking her to help. I mean, her whole goal is just to be a helpful, friendly, loving human being, you know, and you can feel that with every sentence, with every word that comes out of her mouth. It just cracks me up. She's the sweetest thing. So
I know Cora. Yes, I I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, just an amazing human, you know. It just cracks me up because she wants to make sure I feel good. That's mm-hmm.
Most
know.
Certainly. That is.
And that is, that's, and if she feels like she's accomplished that, then she's going to have a good day, you know, and that's just so rewarding to see that.
Well, I try to stay away from political things with this show, but this is not a political matter. This is taking care of your neighbors. This is taking care of people in your community that will benefit from the funds, which is a small amount that you provide through your taxes. So,
yeah, I mean, and I know people are strapped. Like, I don't take it lightly, and I understand that a lot of different levies have just gone through. I mean, mm-hmm. just last year, everything passed but us, everything. And which is so devastating to me. I don't understand how you pick and choose and how you decide that this isn't important in the community. But, you know, you have to make choices, and I understand that. And if you feel like you're not benefiting directly, I understand that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you are. I mean, even if you are not touched by a person with developmental disabilities, you benefit as a community by supporting things like this. When people come into Marion, they look at things like this. And it's important to people to see support in all avenues in the community. And if they don't see that, then they may not want to live here. You know, and that's, we don't want that as a community, because we're doing so many amazing things here in Marion. It's a wonderful place. I'm so proud to be working here in Marion. And I see all of the great things that are happening on a regular basis, and we are part of that. So we just need to educate the community on how we're part of that.
And that's what we're here for today, right. Is to let people know what the Board of DD does,
yeah.
To let people know about some of the agencies, to let people know what an impact you can make in somebody's life.
Right. So we serve about 800 people on an annual basis in all different realms. We also, something I didn't touch on, but this is another form of provider services that we have, and that's homemaker personal care. So say you have someone in the community who is ready to live on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They may just need a little bit of support to do that. They may need someone to check in and make sure they're eating, you know, mm-hmm. or they're taking their medication.
Or keeping themselves clean.
Yeah, hygiene issues.
That's a big one quite
Absolutely.
Often. Yes.
Yeah, I know. After Night to Shine, I said, we should have shoved deodorant in everybody's bag. They danced the night away, but woof, everybody was right by the end, including me.
Let's talk about Night to Shine. That happened just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, February, first week of February.
Tim Tebow's organization, yep, puts that on throughout the country, maybe even throughout the world.
Throughout the world. So are... Oh, geez, I'm going to get the statistics wrong. I want to say 66 countries worldwide represented.
Mm-hmm.
I want to 600 churches, maybe. It's always held at a church. Here it was the Marion NAS that mm-hmm. takes it on, and they literally do everything. I mean, Tim Tebow provides the crowns and, like, a little goodie bag to give mm-hmm. away. And the church fundraises for all of the rest of the things. And there is dinner for the parents. The providers are recognized. There are places where the people we serve, we call them, you know, they're our guests that evening.
Sure.
They get their nails done, their hair done.
To ride the limo.
They ride the limo. Yes. I mean, it is... They are kings and queens.
Yes, they are.
And the whole night is about making them feel special and like a king or a queen. And let me tell you, they do, the Marion NAS does an incredible job of that. I mean, they are so sensitive to every detail to make sure that, I mean, there's dresses that they can shop for beforehand, and they'll give vouchers to people to go to Goodwill and buy themselves mm-hmm. a suit if a gentleman needs a suit. And I mean, it's whatever needs to happen to make it a perfect night for that person. It happens.
Sure does.
Like last year, not this year, but last year we had someone who waited till the last minute. Justice, there's actually a story on Justice that's on our website. Literally waited till the day before, decided she wanted to go, and they didn't have a dress that would fit her at mm-hmm. the dress shop.
I can remember that. Yeah.
And so, 24 hours before the event, someone's on Facebook who worked at the dress shop at the church and said, "We can't find a dress for this person. Does anyone have one in a size whatever she yeah. needed?" And they couldn't find one. Someone called Avenue 42 and mm-hmm. said, "Hey, we've got this situation. What are the odds you have a dress like that you could potentially donate?" He's like, "I don't have a dress in that size, but you know what? And I'm going out of town in like 6 hours. But so, I wish I could help you. He gave some suggestions, and I guess it weighed on him a little bit. And sure enough, he called back and he's like, "You know what? I've got a pattern that's pretty simple, and I think I can put something together." Made Justice a dress in 6 hours.
And it was, I remember, I was there. I remember that dress. It was beautiful.
Beautiful. She wore it again this year. So she's all set now. You know, yeah. She's got the dress for Night to Shine, but gorgeous. I mean, the fact that they put that together and the whole community just rallied around her, it was touching. So that was a wonderful story, and we have millions of wonderful stories like that. So we're very fortunate to have many community partners who have helped us in our time of need, which would be definitely now. So that's good to see.
It is. Another big thing that goes on throughout the year that I believe that the county board sponsors or supports, and that would be Special Olympics.
Oh yeah, everybody knows all about Special Olympics. It's the best. So if you follow our Facebook page, you'll see a video that we actually just put out. I think it was on Saturday or Sunday. We put a video out on Special Olympics, and it is just a very inclusive environment. So the one point I always like to make, and I always try to impress on people, is that you only need to be 8 years old to be able to participate in Special Olympics, and you can participate throughout your lifetime. But something that people don't know, you don't need to be receiving any services from the county board whatsoever. If you're 8 years old and you're a school age child and you have an IEP, mm-hmm. that's all you need. You don't need to be reserving. You could be ineligible for other county board services, but if you're on an IEP at your school and you like sports, but you're struggling to fit into the sports at your school and you really want to play, consider Special Olympics, because you'll play and you'll learn really great life lessons. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like to win, obviously, but it's more about gaining confidence and learning about teamwork and being part of a team and being included. If you get the chance to watch that video on Facebook, please do. One of the people we interviewed, she basically said, she didn't have friends until – she did not have friends until she came to the county board for Special Olympics. And – they're all her friends. Like, that is where she's found home. So stories like that are what we love to hear. And she put it like, we had no idea she was going to say that. She's actually kind of, she's a tough cookie, you wouldn't think that she got emotional, when she talked about it. And Special Olympics is just a wonderful opportunity for anyone in our community who has an IEP. You don't even need to have a developmental disability.
Now, you have mentioned several times, I know what it means, but would you explain what IEP stands for?
So that's in the educational system. It's basically, if you need some additional help in the educational system, they will write a plan for you, similar to what we do. So we write ISPs, which is an individual service plan, and the schools write, I think it's an individual educational plan.
Sounds right.
I'm guessing. But it's similar. It's basically someone who has some sort of special need in the schools is usually written into an IEP. And it's kind of similar. There are some goals that are written in and some things that the educational system needs to do to support it.
Mm-hmm.
And very similar to what we do on our end. So those 200 kids that we're serving that are in school, they have both. They have an IEP, which are their school goals, and then they have an ISP, which are their community goals, basically,
okay,
that we're helping them with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try to work parallel with the schools, and the schools are amazing. I mean, I think that when we first started, you know, when parents first started plucking kids out of Marka schools and putting them in the school system, teachers weren't equipped because we had.
Sure.
And so I think that was definitely a little messy and probably uncomfortable and hard for the schools. And there for a while, I think that they blamed us for that, even though it was parents' choice. It was not our choice. But the schools have come around 100 and 200%. I mean, they are just on board with helping every student here in Marion County, at least. I feel that way largely. And they do a wonderful job. And I feel like we work really well together.
And on Special Olympics, there are several sports that are included,
yep,
such as basketball, bocce ball,
bocce.
That's it.
Yeah.
Flag football, soccer, softball, swimming.
Yep.
I didn't know they had swimming.
Yeah.
Track and field and unified golf.
And we just added volleyball. Volleyball starts April 6th, I think.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, so our soccer season has moved so that we could add volleyball in the spring. So if that's an interest of a kiddo out there that you know of, make sure they give us a call. We always let people sign up. There's really no deadline to signing up to Special Olympics. And you can do all the sports if you want to. We have lots of people who do multiple sports. So you'd learn that. You'll learn that in that video if you watch it. Tyler, I think, does just about everything. And James, you know, they'll tell you in the video, I do this one, I do that one. They, you know,
I've got to look at that video. That sounds amazing.
It's amazing. It is so good. Yeah. So you definitely need to check. We also did one on a gentleman named Kyle Ratliff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a car accident on his 21st birthday. So this speaks to me or any person who has a child, because he was a typical kiddo, got in that accident on his 21st birthday, made some bad decisions,
mm-hmm,
drank too much, got behind the wheel, and ended up in a nursing home. So he needed some serious and long-term care, and a 21-year-old does not belong in a nursing home.
Right.
So with the help of the county board, he was rehabilitated to the point where he is now living on his own. Bless is his provider, and they provide some of that homemaker personal care. So they make sure that he's paying his bills. That's one thing that they help him with, because he does struggle with his finances. So he is not his own payee, as we call them. So they help him with that portion of his life. And he also is fearful of being by himself. So they've slowly been weaning him and giving him alone time. And Kyle will eventually be able to live with very minimal supports in the community. So going from a nursing home to that is a huge success. So that's Kyle's story.
Yes, I know Kyle also. He's an amazing young man. And that brings
so
up
sweet.
Something. At 21, he was in an accident.
Right, he was a typical kid.
That brings up the idea that you or I, in a minute's notice, could need the services.
Absolutely.
Of the Marion County Board of DD.
For sure. I'm doing a story right now on a gentleman who's lost almost 100 pounds, and he was a typical kiddo, and he and his brother both came down with a very, very high fever when they were, I think, 3 and 5 years old, and the five-year-old came out of it with no problems,
mm-hmm,
and Frank ended up with traumatic brain injury from lack of oxygen to the brain during a high fever.
Okay.
And so he's received services since then. So no fault of anyone's.
And right, exactly.
There are supports for him,
mm-hmm,
and that only happens if the community is there for them, you know. So just another story where I just count my blessings and think, that could be me. That could have been you or me. Or yeah.
Yeah, most certainly. You know, you need to think about things like that before you go to go vote. Any of us, any of our family members, any of our friends could in a moment's notice need our Board of DD.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
You're not immune. It's not a socioeconomic thing. It's not an ethnic
thing.
It's a, every person is, this could happen to any person at any time.
Did we talk about what waivers are and how we have about.
Didn't.
3.5 minutes.
So waivers is just a way of, it's just a funding model. And waivers are beneficial to the community because we only have to pay 40% of the cost. So if we can supply a waiver as a means of paying for some of the services that are needed, which we can't often, often people just are not eligible. Out of the 800 people we serve, only 200 are eligible for waivers.
Okay.
But when they are, 40% of the cost is all we pay locally. And then we draw down $1.50 for every dollar we spend locally from the federal government. So they're beneficial that way. And they're just a way to fund some of the things that I've talked about today. Those homemaker personal cares, some of those group homes, the living situations, residential transportation, it does pay for. One thing it doesn't pay for, again, is that therapy. That's where the county board often needs to step in. So that's one thing a waiver does not cover. So those are waivers.
And getting down to the money part of this, spending cuts. In 2006, there were $9 million in cuts made.
Mm-hmm.
$14 million. Dollars in cuts over 10 years between 2019. Well, just looking ahead, 2029 as well. Okay, I should have read ahead on
that. That's okay. No. So over the next 10 years, we've cut $1 million out of our budget. So 14 million over the next 10 years. So $1 million a year, basically. But yeah, so a little over $1 million. But yeah, so we have made, it's painful for the people we serve. And I've had people even say to me, well, I don't see you suffering. Well, that's because you're not directly affected, I guess. I mean, ask your neighbors. They'll tell you that they're hurting. They'll tell you that they could use a little respite every once in a while. I mean, you and I get to plan for our retirement. We get to plan for an empty nest someday.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we serve, those parents who are aging, they just fear. They don't plan. They fear
right.
for the future of their children. You know, what is going to happen when they're not there anymore? So those are the plans they're making. So, you know, just, I mean, I think that every minute. It's just, I'm not affected directly, but I'm thankful for that. And that is what drives me to vote yes.
We're all affected indirectly in one
Absolutely,
way or another.
I agree.
And to see if you are eligible for services, here's some contact information. You can go on the web to info@MarionCountyDD.org.
Well, that's our email.
That's your email address.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
The web address is www.MarionCountyDD.org.
Mm-hmm.
And that does give you, there's a Getting Started tab, and it gives you kind of eligibility, loose eligibility requirements to at least get you going. Like you need a social security number and a diagnosis mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And it walks okay. you through all that.
Well, Nikki, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
Now what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible Governor John Kasich.
Oh, no.
I think what he's doing is terrible. Did I mention it's terrible? Because I think it's terrible. He's not endorsing me, which I think is crazy. He's really not helping at all. He's